Full speed ahead. Good afternoon with the KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Defending champion Hugh Neff and past Quest winners Brent Sass and Alan Moore rested their teams at Stepping Stone this morning. Also in the mix at the front of the race is top rookie Catherine Keith of Kotzebue and race veterans Matt Hall and Ed Hopkins. Stepping Stone is 285 miles into the race from Whitehorse. It's another 68 miles to Scroggy Creek and then 105 more to Dawson City, the race's halfway point. As KUAC's Molly Reddick reports, trail conditions are allowing teams to move quickly.
Dogs are eating up the trail this year with conditions that are close to perfect in Yukon territories. Matt Hall ate a bowl of chili in Pelly Crossing early Monday morning. He had just finished a night run on a fairly mellow section of trail through lakes, creeks, and boreal forest.
The whole race so far has been a perfect trail, so can't complain about anything.
Hall left Pelly Crossing in fourth place. As mushers passed through the early checkpoints, they raved about the conditions. The trail follows the general path of the Yukon River through tributaries and drainages, spruce and birch forests, with lots of ups and downs.
You can go from jumble ice on the river right to above tree line on the highest part elevations.
Ranger Sergeant John Mitchell is in charge of the Canadian side of the trail. The Canadian Rangers are an elite group of the Canadian forces who guide military operations in the north. He's been breaking trail for the Quest for 23 years, but he says this is one of the best.
I'll qualify that and say once again, a trail changes daily. It changes constantly. That's the only thing that's constant about the trail is change.
The Rangers will lead the race all the way to the U.S. border, riding ahead of the front runners to make sure the trail is marked and clear of debris.
If we get the first dog team through without getting lost and without getting hurt, we've done our job. We can't control anything beyond that.
Dogs slept soundly outside the Pelly Community Center while mushers tried to catch an hour or two of rest inside. On the Yukon Quest Trail and Pelly Crossing, I'm Molly Reddig.
And I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 Yukon Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Smart Automotive, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company, proud sponsors of KUAC.